Violet. June 20th. It's a white hot summer day. The sky is a pure, bright blue. I park the car and walk up the embankment and stand for a long time on the grassy shore of the blue hole. I half expect to see him. I kick off my shoes and cut through the water, diving deep. I'm looking for him through my goggles, even though I know I won't find him. I swim with my eyes open. I come back up to the surface under the great, wide sky, take a breath, and down I go again, deeper this time. I like to think he's wandering in another world, seeing things no one can ever imagine. In 1950, poet Cesare Pavese was at the peak of his literary career, applauded by his peers and his country as the greatest living Italian author. In August of that year, he took a lethal dose of sleeping pills. And even though he kept a daily journal, no one could ever truly explain why he did it. The writer Natalia Ginsburg remembered him after his death. It seemed to us that his sadness was that of a boy, the voluptuous, heedless melancholy of a boy who has still not come down to earth and moves in the arid, solitary world of dreams. It was an epitaph that could have been written for Finch, except that I've written one for him myself. Theodore Finch. I was alive. I burned brightly. And then I died, but not really, because someone like me cannot, will not die like everyone else. I linger like the legends of the blue hole. I will always be here, in the offerings and people I left behind. I tread water on the surface under the wide open sky and the sun and all that blue, which reminds me of Theodore Finch, just like everything else reminds me of him. And I think of my own epitaph, still to be written, and all the places I'll wander. No longer rooted, but gold, flowing. I feel 1,000 capacities spring up in me.